course, now this is, and then of course they was, let's see, now this had a big fireplace in each end of it. Very big fireplace in each end of it. And then there was a door that came through here, the front door. Then there was a hall that went back from this door into the kitchen. Now there was two rooms here. The upstairs wasn't finished. It was just all in one big territory up there. And down here there was a front room here and a front room over here and a kitchen back in the back, which also had a fireplace back there too. Had a fireplace back there. And then we kept fire in this fireplace all the time. Some of the year round, because she used the coals in that fireplace to cook our potatoes and sweet potatoes and cornbread pones, such as that in all these old French ovens. And she put that oven out here on this hearth in some hot coals, and she'd lay the lid of it up in the fire and get it good and hot. And then while it was getting hot,
and then move it.
And then she'd make up her batters and put two of them, three of them, pones down in this oven, this old French oven. And then she would lay that lead down right there, and then she would cover it up with coals and ashes, and let it stay there all evening while she was doing the rest of her chores. And tanning to her chickens and getting up eggs and everything.
How about the rooms in the house? Is there any, was the upstairs used?
The only thing, there was just one bed up there. And I slept up there in the summertime. In the wintertime, it'd be too cold up there because there wasn't no heat up there. But I would sleep up there in the summertime. In the wintertime, I would sleep in here in the kitchen. Had a little old bunk by the bed, by the window. And I'd sleep in the kitchen, and the lady that raised me slept in her bedroom. And of course, you take back in those days, there wasn't no such thing as electric lights. The sheriff fancy plumbing and everything. And we had an old cistern that we caught the water off of the barn, way down below the road, down where our house was. And I'd carry water from the cistern down to the barn, back up to the house. And of course, she had been in before she got me up there, had raised a lot of turkeys and for one thing or another, and ducks. Geese, anything, she'd use them for the feathers, you know, make feather beds and pillars and such as that out of them. And she had an old loom. They put it up. I didn't see it in operation, but I seen it up there. That place upstairs was about as wide, I guess, as this room is across here for it. No, not hardly that wide. I guess it's about 12 or 14 feet wide across it, up there, over across it. They had this big loom, and had different kinds of wooden lath, you know, like you're going to make quilt frames out of. And they used them looms somewhere or another in weaving that cloth. And they would go out and get different kinds of rocks. There's a soft rock that you could get, and you could make a dye out of it to color cloth with it. There's a blue and a pink and red and such as that. And then they would go get old walnut bark and use a stain of them walnut hulls to dye their cloth with. It makes a kind of brownish color. And now that's what they would dye their cloth with.
Boy, that's really interesting.
And so back in my early years of growing up, I didn't know what getting out and playing was, because up until I was 10 years old, I mean, granddad expected a brother, and let's say a brother that's younger than I am and myself, to come on a lot into the bargain. I mean,